You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time, of course, for our international section. Lisa, what's going on in the world?
Well, today we're going to Nigeria because more than 84 million Nigerian electors are expected to vote on February the 16th. So that is coming up very soon, 4 days, I think, Saturday. So Nigeria is the most populated country in Africa with nearly 200 million inhabitants. That's quite a few more people than in New Zealand. And Nigerians are electing their president, but also their senators and members of the House of Representatives. And then they do another vote a couple of weeks later to choose their governors and the members of the state parliaments. So the voters are invited to choose from a list of 70 presidential candidates, which seems like a very large number of people to choose from, but it's actually not that unusual for Nigeria. But amongst these candidates, there's two main contenders that have emerged. So the first one is the incumbent president. His name is Muhammadu Buhari. He's 76 years old and he's part of the ruling All Progressive Congress Party. He was elected in 2015 after three unsuccessful attempts. And it seems that it is because he had a very anti-corruption stance and he had this sort of reputation as a very honest, transparent man that he got elected then. But then he took quite a while to act on all the issues that he raised during the campaign, so that his popularity sort of seemed to have declined in the past 4 years of him being president. And so his main opponent in the 2019 presidential race is Atiku Abubakar. He's 72 years old. He's a former vice president. He's also an oil businessman. Which leads me to the question of oil, which could play an important role in the result of this election. With 2 million barrels a day, Nigeria is actually Africa's largest oil producer, but there is a global downward spiral of oil prices, which could influence the country's economy. And so the presidential candidate, Abubakar, has made it an important part of his campaign. He insisted on the need for Nigeria to diversify its economy. Nigeria's soils are actually really rich and they've got lots of natural resources, including natural gas, but they haven't really successfully managed to use those riches to prevent the rise of poverty. And it is one of the key issues that the next president will have to deal with. According to a 2018 study, 87 million people, slightly under half of Nigeria's population, live in extreme poverty. The gap between the rich and the poor is widening, and according to Nigerian economists, 5% of the population would actually control roughly 40% of the country's wealth. The rural north of the country is proportionally more affected by the divide, but the urban population is also really struggling, especially when it comes to having access to affordable housing. The United Nations estimates that 2/3 of the urban residents live in slum-like conditions. And another aspect of Nigeria's economic struggle is unemployment. Four out of every 10 people in the country's workforce are either unemployed or underemployed, and their unemployment rate has more than doubled in the past 4 years. Specifically, youth unemployment, which is particularly alarming because the country has a median age of 18. So youth unemployment is actually concerning for a lot of people. It's about 40%, I think 38. Another topic at the heart of this election is insecurity. I don't know if you remember, but attacks by the Islamic group Boko Haram were quite big back in 2014 and 15. Notorious for the abduction of school children. And the attacks may have declined, but they haven't actually ended. There's been great efforts made by Buhari's government to seriously lower the reach and the means of the group, but it hasn't been eliminated. And so there were several killings in the early weeks of January and kidnappings that are also back on the rise, with 310 people that were abducted last year in Nigeria. So all of these countries have been at the heart of the campaign, and they play an important role, and they will play an important role in the result of the election. But there's also something that's starting to worry the voters, and it's risks of irregularities during the election. Just recently, two electoral offices have burned down within a week in the capital city of Lagos. According to Nigeria's Independent Electoral Commission, more than 10,000 permanent voters' cards and 755 ballot boxes have been destroyed in the fire. And then sometimes when the voters' cards are physically present, they have a hard time to find their owners. They're actually being distributed in in the street, and it's quite hard sometimes for some of the voters to have access to their cards, and there's been massive delays, so a lot of people are wondering whether or not they'll get it in time to vote. And finally, another reason for voters to worry about regularity of the election is the odd timing of the removal of the country's top judge by the current president. The judge had helped resolve electoral disputes around violence and vote rigging in the previous election, and his dismissal so close to the vote has been regarded as at the very least suspicious. The United States and the European Union have warned against an act that undermines the independence of the judicial branch in Nigeria, and the United Nations has called the suspension of that judge by President Buhari a breach of human rights. So, not looking very good, but despite these alarming elements, Nigerians remain hopeful that the election result will be respected by whoever loses in the previous election, so 2015. Muhammadu Buhari set a precedent, and he became the first opposition candidate in Nigeria to win a presidential election.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.